We left Sonny and Buddy in a dangerous spot. As they started for the hotel, they saw the gangster's yellow sedan approaching, and soon the car stopped, and the men called for Sonny and Buddy to hand over the map. But our little adventurers had no idea of doing this, and they started to run as fast as they could toward their hotel. But the bandits were right behind them, and Sonny and Buddy darted into an alley. Now we'll see what's happening. Here they are.
They've got us cornered in this blind alley. We can't get out. What do we do?
Let's hide behind some of these boxes and beer kegs.
Okay. No use trying to get away. We've got to.
Listen, Buddy. The only thing we can do is to try to stop them some way until we can open one of these doors or windows and crawl in one of these stores.
Sonny, crouch down behind one of these beer kegs. And when they come by, we'll roll one right out in front of them and flip them.
Okay. Quiet now. Here they come.
Where'd they go, Joe? Oh, they're hiding somewhere, but we'll get them. They can't get away. Ouch! The little devil, try to break my leg, will you?
It worked, Sonny. Come on, run.
Pick yourself up off the ground, Joe. Run them down. Hurry up.
Try that door, Buddy, while I see if I can open this window.
It's locked.
Yeah, and so is this window. Check out, here they come.
Here, trip them with another beer keg while I break the glass in this window.
Okay, here goes the barrel.
And here goes the window.
Ouch!
Come on, Sonny. Crawl in this window, quick.
All right. Kick out the rest of the glass as you go through. And careful, don't cut yourself.
You can't get away from us. We'll get you yet.
Now they're crawling through the window tape. Come on, we've got to get them now.
Here, what are you doing there?
It's a cop. Get through the window, quick.
Oh, Americano there, Borges, eh? Come on now, I got you. So you are going to rob the store, eh? You break the window and steal.
Ah, we didn't break the window, and we're not robbing the place.
Come on and tell it to the jerk.
You can't arrest us. We haven't done anything.
Yeah, we hear that all the time.
Come on. Oh, boy. Did that policeman save our lives? Come on, Sonny. Let's go and tell the sheriff what's happened.
All right. The sheriff will be disappointed because he wasn't here to capture them.
Look. There's the sheriff now.
Yeah. Hey, Sonny. Buddy, come here quick. I've got news of what's dividing.
Yeah, we've got news too, Sheriff.
Well, get in the car and let me tell my foot. We're on the right trail, all right, of the treasure chest, boys. I just left Mary Lopez at the jailhouse, and she told me all about that green line on the map. Well, sir, when I told her that the green line led to the cellar of Jim's nightclub, she yelled, "That's it, Sheriff. I believe you'll find the money and jewels buried somewhere near the furnace in the basement of Jim's nightclub."
Well, does Marion know it's buried there, or does she just think so?
Well, she said before Spike McTeague died, he kept saying, "Furnace, nightclub." Oh, she didn't know what he was talking about then, but when I told her about that secret tunnel leading to Jim's basement, she said, "That's it. That's where you'll find the buried treasure."
Well, she must be right, because if you'll notice, the green line stopped right at the furnace.
Those men who tried to take the map away from us must have known it was there, in the nightclub.
Why, sure. That's what they were doing in Jim's private office, looking for the map so they could locate the treasure. Remember, when we told them the map belonged to the sheriff, one of them said, "No wonder we couldn't find it when that imitation sheriff had it."
What? Did he call me an imitation sheriff? He gets 100 years in jail for slandering my good name and reputation.
You know, Sheriff, it certainly was lucky that you came when you did, because those two fellas are trying to take that map away from us.
Yep, I reckon it was.
Sheriff, where are you taking us?
We're going straight back to the nightclub and start searching around that furnace for that buried treasure.
Did Mother and Dad and Betty say we could go?
Yep, Miss Betty gave me some coffee and sandwiches to take along, because I told her we might be out there quite a spell.
Why, aren't you going to take charcoal?
Yeah, charcoal's already out there. Tuck him back to guard the place while I look for you boys. I figured more than likely them gangster fellas would go back and start looking for the money and jewels.
They can't, Sheriff. They're locked up in jail by now.
What do you mean? Why, didn't they make their getaway from me?
Yeah, but that's our news that's what's divided. You see, they followed us and tried to take the map away from us again. They chased us down an alley, and we broke a window and crawled through into a store. They were just about to catch up with us when a policeman came along and arrested them.
Yes, the policeman caught them just as they were going through the window. He thought they were robbing the place, so he took them off to jail.
Took them to jail, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I missed out on that. Well, here we are, boys, back at Jim's nightclub.
Say, listen, someone's playing the piano. Do you suppose that could be it?
Oh, that's just Charco playing that skeety-wee war stuff. Most likely playing because he's scared to be alone. Go on in, boys.
All right.
Hey, Charcoal, why aren't you searching for the treasure?
Oh, man, this fire is more important than treasure any day.
Say, I wonder what'll become of the nightclub now. You suppose somebody will open it up again?
Nope, they're more than likely to sell all the stuff that's left and tear down this old building.
Well, there isn't much left to sell except the draperies and this piano.
Mrs. Doc said that he might buy this piano if he can get it cheap enough.
Oh, boy, I wish he would. Wouldn't this piano go swell with a house car when it's repainted and rebuilt?
Man, you could sure sing yourself some songs then.
Hey, you boys never knew that I was a singer once, did you?
You a singer, Sheriff?
Yep, but you sing in a choir. But the preacher told me that I sung so queer that it didn't require me no longer. Go on there, Sonny, and sing me one of them flame songs like they sing over the radio.
What? Do you mean a torch song,
yeah.
Sheriff?
Yeah, that's what I mean. One of them skeety wee war songs. Go ahead and sing it for me.
All right. When your sweetie tells you that it's going to be all okay, just get skeetin' high to high, kettle and let all day. When you feel like shoutin', advertising just this way, just get skeetin' high to high, kettle and let all day. Say, don't you give a hang which word you use at the time. Sing that silly language without reason or rhyme. When you face the preacher, there's only one thing to say. Just get skeetin' high to high, kettle and let all day. Oh, what's the fruit of flying when you're down in the mouth and
sing?
Just get skeetin' high to high, kettle and let all day.
Roll it down.
Oh, don't start me all myin'. It's the worst thing you can do. Just get skeetin' high to high, kettle and let all day. They keep on blowing rings and make believe it's a dream. When you wake up, things won't be as tough as they seem. Although you think you're dying, there's a long life ahead of you. Just getting high to high.
Yeah, that's pretty good, sir. You know, boys, we're kicking up a lot of fuss around here. We'd better quieten down a little.
Well, say, why don't we get busy and try to find that treasure? No, that's what we came for.
Well, sure. Say, come on, let's go down in the basement. I wonder if they've got any picks or shovels around here that we can use to dig with.
Well, they must have a coal shovel down in the cellar. Come on, Charcoal. You were elected to do the digging.
And I imagine it's going to be a pretty tough job and a dirty one, too, digging around a furnace.
Yeah, here's a shovel. Come on, Charcoal, and get busy.
I don't see a pick anywhere. Oh, but here's a crowbar. That'll help. Here, Sheriff, suppose you use the crowbar.
Yeah, now, don't forget my sciatica and rheumatism, boys. Look at that wire. That earth is as soft as can be. We don't need a crowbar.
Well, can you beat that? It looks as if that dirt had just been piled on a few minutes ago.
Say, do you suppose someone's been here before and found the treasure?
No, Rick, not. All the dirt down all in here, well, it all seems to be soft and fresh. Come on, Charcoal, keep a digging.
Say, Sheriff, if we find the buried treasure, will we have to give all the money that we find to the police?
Why, sure you will. But you're bound to get a big reward from the people that lost all the money and jewels.
Listen, wait a minute. Dig some more right in that same spot, Charcoal.
You mean right here?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're striking a piece of iron or steel, doesn't it?
Sure do sound like that. Let me dig some more.
Come on, Charcoal, dig faster.
Hey, it's something down here, all right. Maybe it's only a water pipe, though.
Oh, don't say that, Sheriff. We're looking for treasure, and don't try to discourage us. Come on, Charcoal, dig faster.
Yeah.
Faster.
Man, this ain't no water pipe, but ain't no treasure. Treasure's always found in iron pots, and this seems like a big iron box of some kind. Oh, that ain't nothing.
An iron box? Well, then that's it. That's a treasure chest. Let me see, Charcoal. Yes, it is. It is. Look, buddy. It's a great big iron chest.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Come on, let's lift it out.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. I'll get it dug up. I ain't got it uncovered yet.
Oh, boy, a real treasure chest. Well, just like you read about pirates hiding 100 years ago.
It's all right, Charcoal. We can get it now. Come on, Sheriff.
Wait a minute now. There's a handle on each end now. I'll take one. I'll take this end, and you all take the other end.
All right.
That's right.
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah, all right. Hold on to it. Oh, boy, it's heavy. I'll put $1 million in here.
Say, look at that great big lock on it.
Hey.
How will we get it open?
Charcoal, take that crowbar and knock the lock off.
Your sciatica is so bad, ain't it, Mr. Sheriff?
Come on, Charcoal.
That old boy, it's off. Open it now, and let's see the treasure.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. And there it is. It's open.
What?
Well, what? Look, What is that?
Rocks. It's filled with rocks.
And no money.
Not a cent. Nothing but rocks.
Well, there's been dirty work somewhere. People don't buy iron safes filled with rocks for no reason at all. And if you think Sonny and Buddy are going to give up, you're mistaken. They're going after that treasure and find it or know the reason why.